Senator, come to order.
Secretary, I'll reread the Rules Committee report.
The Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Petula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Croft and Ray. There's our Rules Committee substitute.
Senator Petula?
I move and ask unanimous consent to adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Senator Petula moves and asks unanimous consent to the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute. Is there objection?
Objection, Mr. President.
Or see any objection? I'm sorry?
Is it in the books?
I suspect it is not, Mr. President, so I...
Secretary will read the Rules Committee substitute.
This amendment presents this.
An act relating to exemptions from municipal property tax and providing for an effective date. Section 1 is amended by adding a new subparagraph to read D. Land of a nonprofit organization used for agricultural purposes, if rights to subdivide the land are conveyed to the state and the conveyance includes a covenant restricting use of the land to agricultural purposes only, rights conveyed to the state in this subparagraph may be conveyed by the state only in accordance with AS 3805069C.
Senator Orsini removes his objection. Is there further objection? Without objection.
What's AS 58906C?
There is no AS 58. Senator Tillian?
Yes, that's
the Rules Committee substitute has been adopted. Senator Tillian?
The section referred to is House Bill 411 as rewritten by the Senate, and it's the agriculture of disposal of agricultural land section that we wrote this year.
Senator Ray?
Yes, where people can go out and live on the land and have kids and don't pay taxes, is the same one?
Senator Tillian? Senator Petula?
Well, Mr. President, that's what we wanted to specifically keep from happening.
And having his kids to pay the taxes.
You have to give you pay the tax. No roads, no electricity, nothing.
Senator Chan?
Somebody just briefly explain to me what it does.
Secretary, really the title of the bill. We have adopted the Rules Committee substitute.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 725 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to exemptions from municipal property tax and providing for an effective date.
Senator Tillian.
Explain as briefly as possible. The amendment would still leave it up to the municipality to exempt the land of a nonprofit corporation organization used for agricultural purposes if they so wish. It's a local option. But if they do so, the law further restricts it to where the people to gain this benefit must agree to turn over their non-agricultural uses to the state as was specified in House Bill 411 for the disposal of state lands. And they can only get them back in conformity to that, which is a public auction. So that people can't, you, a religious or nonprofit organization, can't put the land in cold storage, avoid taxes for some years until the land is appreciated in value, and then cash in on it. If they're going to take advantage of this, they have to give up their subdivision money.
Senator
Huber?
Mr. President, I thought I had it made. I find the Rules Committee substitute just absolutely objectionable because I thought I had it made. My property back in Fairbanks has been nonprofit since I've been a member of this body. It's grown up to weeds, so it was agricultural. I just thought I had it made.
We're still in second reading. Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Petula?
I ask unanimous consent that House Bill 725 amended by Senator Croft and Ray be placed on first.
Senator Petula moves and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 725 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading House Bill 725.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 725. An act relating to exemptions from municipal property tax and providing for an effective date.
Is there discussion?
Question.
Question is, shall House Bill 725 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Senator senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote, secretary will take the roll.
Fourteen yeas, three nays, three excused.
Senator Cortola.
Senator Moon asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered.
Senator Cortola moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill 725, an effective date clause, passes the Senate. Senator Cortola.
Mr. President, I move that we recess to call the chair.
We send stand to
order.
Come to order. Senator Cortola.
President, I give notice of my intent to reconsider my vote on House Bill 725.
Senator Cortola's notice of reconsideration on House Bill 725 will be noted in the Journal. Senator Cortola.
President, Moon asks unanimous consent to be taken up at this time.
Senator Cortola moves and asks unanimous consent his reconsideration of House Bill 725 be taken up at this time. Without objection, we have before us in third reading House Bill 725.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 725, an act relating to exemptions from municipal property tax and providing for an effective date.
Is there discussion?
Ready to vote?
The question is, shall House Bill 725 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Senator Bradley. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Fifteen yeas, two nays, three excused.
Senator Cortola.
Senator Moon asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the effective date clause.
Senator Cortola moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill 725, an effective date clause, passes the Senate.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to revert to messages from the other body.
Senator Cortola moves and asks unanimous consent to revert to messages from the House. Without objection, revert to messages from the House.
Message of June 1, the House has passed Senate Joint Resolution Number 45, Amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, relating to the disposal or lease of state land or interest therein, with the following amendment, page 1, lines 15 and 16, replace all underlined language with the following, the legislature may provide by law for the legislative approval of disposal, leases or other disposition of state land, lands or interest therein, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Poland.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to SJR 45.
Senator Poland moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 45. Is there a discussion? Senator Ziegler asks unanimous consent. Because this is a constitutional amendment, like a roll call vote, the question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution Number 45? Members may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote, secretary will take the roll.
Seventeen yeas, three excused.
So the Senate's concurred in the House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 45. Senate stand at even. We'll come to order. We have before us in second reading House Bill 779.
President.
Senator Ziegler.
We'll be better off if we have 4 hours sleep and come back and do it neatly and orderly. I don't want to be here at 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. Straight through. I've had enough.
Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I would ask my colleagues from Ketchikan to bear with us. We're in the process of mechanically putting together the budget, typing in the numbers. I don't know how much longer that will be, but there was a few things that had to be changed. Some of you guys, projects had to get thrown out. I think it's your... No.
Mr. President, I've been threatened before, and I'm still as tough as I ever was. But there is no sense, President, keeping us here at 11 o'clock in the morning if we can go home for 4 hours and come back at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's the only point I'm trying to make. If I'm wrong, why you may chastise me, sir.
Senator Ray?
I think that Senator Ziegler is wrong. I think we should carry on. He should, big boy, you can carry on for a couple more hours.
There's my case.
We have before us in second reading House Bill 779.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 779 by the Finance Committee, an act creating the Alaska Power Authority. The Commerce Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Senator Katua. Let's see, on the same due pass were Senators Willis, Bradley, and Coletta. Senator Cotullo, Chairman, signed a recommendation, and Senator Ziegler signed due pass. The Finance Committee had this bill in consideration and reports it back as follows with an amendment. Senator Reid, Chairman, signed no recommendation, as did Senator Sackett, Chance, and Poland. Senator Bektovich and Senator Ferguson signed due pass. There's a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Ray?
I don't know if it's...
It's a Commerce Senate substitute.
Mr. President, I would move as unanimous consent that we adopt the Senate substitute Commerce.
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent for the Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 779. Is there objection? Without objection, Commerce Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 779 by the Commerce Committee, an act creating the Alaska Power Authority. I have the First Amendment by the Finance Committee.
Every senator have a copy of the Finance Committee amendment beginning page 13, line 27. Add the following new material. Without objection, the reading of the amendment will be waived.
Amendment number one was by Finance, page 13, line 27.
Senator Ray? Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the amendment.
Senator Ferguson moves the adoption of Finance Committee amendment. Senator Ferguson? Senator Ferguson has the floor. Senator Chance asks unanimous consent. Is there objection?
Objection.
Senator Orsini objects. Senator Ferguson has the floor again.
Mr. President, the amendment speaks in the same language of another bill that was passed by the Senate and sent over to the House and went through all the committees and ended up in the rules. And it was recommended by the House that we insert this into this piece of legislation that they thought was going to pass.
Not asked for your introduction. Any discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall the Finance Committee amendment be adopted? Senator Ray?
Is there a letter of intent to vote this forward? Is there a letter of intent with President, with Curling to 700?
There was a letter of intent with 700.
The letter of intent with 700, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that be submitted to the General.
All right, could we act on the adoption of the Finance Committee amendment first? Is there objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee amendment? There is an objection. The question is, shall the Finance Committee amendment be adopted? Many as favor say aye.
Aye.
Many as oppose, no. The ayes have it. Finance Committee amendment adopted. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the letter of intent for the House Bill 700 be spread to the General.
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that the letter of intent on House Bill 700 be spread in the Journal. Without objection, appear in the Journal. Secretary will read amendment number one.
Finance was amendment number one, and this is amendment number two. Amendment number two by Senator Kurtulo, page 14, line 16, delete concurrent, insert joint. And line 17, delete concurrent, insert joint.
Senator Kurtulo?
President, I would move adoption then.
Senator Kurtulo moves the adoption of amendment number two. You have the floor.
I would object, just there's a technical problem there. Instead of C, I want to put there, and then subsection D is the C.
On amendment number one, Finance should be subsection D?
Senator Dees.
Mr. President, I move the amendment.
Senator Kurtulo moves the adoption of amendment number two. You have the floor.
Mr. President, this is a tremendous undertaking, and I think we should vote on it. Rather than the old Asher way, we should vote on it, and I've checked with legislative process of joints and nothing getting in.
Senator Kurtulo asks unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number two. Is there objection? Without objection, amendment number two is adopted. Secretary will read amendment number three.
Amendment number three by Senator Stack at page 3, line 5, after proceedings.
Add new sentence. The director is subject to confirmation by the legislature.
Senator Second?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the amendment.
Senator Second moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number three. Is there objection? Without objection, amendment number three is adopted.
Amendment number four by Senator Sack at page 6, line 21. Add new sentence. Contracts to sell power are subject to review by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission.
Senator Second?
Mr. President, I would move for adoption of the amendment.
Senator Second moves the adoption of amendment number four. Ask unanimous consent. Is there objection?
For a moment.
Senator Ziegler objects.
Explanation.
Senator Second?
Mr. President, I'm not sure at this point in time whether or not the contracts that the power authority would have with utilities would be subject to review by anyone. And I felt that since that they are charging all expenses, including the sale of the bonds, plus all of the staff and everything that they do have, to come up with the rate that they will be charging utilities, that I really do believe that it should be reviewed by someone to make sure that it's accurate.
Senator Ziegler?
If Senator Mill has no objection, I will draw my answer.
Senator Ziegler withdraws his objection. Is there further objection? Without objection, amendment number four is adopted.
Amendment number five by Senator Sackett, page 14, line 27, after determines, delete period, add on projects in excess of $50 million.
Senator Second?
Mr. President, I would move the amendment.
Senator Sackett moves the adoption of Amendment Number 5. You have the floor.
Mr. President, as the bill exists at the present time, the authority does not have to have any sort of bidding on any of the contracts that they left. They can negotiate all of their contracts, and I think it's always been the policy of the state to have public bidding when you're utilizing state funds. And this is the reason that I'm requiring that they do have bidding on all contracts under $50 million. The argument used by the commissioner when he spoke up in finance committee was that the reason that they did not have any sort of bidding policies and that they wanted to negotiate all of these contracts was that the contracts were so large in scope and in dollar value that there were no contractors who would be able to bid on any of these. And if that were the case, then I think that for any figure of $50 million or less, you can find contractors within the state who can bid on the project, and perhaps over $50 million you can't, and so those might have to be negotiated.
Senate will come to order. Have before us in second reading House Bill 749.
Whoops. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 749 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for community schools and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends, majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley and Coletta. Senator Chance signed no recommendation. Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Reid, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butchovich, Sackett, Ferguson, Chance, and Holland. There are no amendments.
Senator Cotillo?
President, yes. Amendments of the Manassas unanimous consent to House Bill 749, inclusive of gross, passed third reading, placed in the House.
Senator Cotillo moves national unanimous consent that House Bill 749 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you in final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading House Bill 749.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 749, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for community schools and providing for an effective date.
Further discussion?
Question.
Ready to vote? The question is, shall House Bill 749 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Yeas and 4 absent.
Senator Cotillo?
Move that the one bill to the vote effective date.
Senator Cotillo moves and asks unanimous consent the vote on the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill 749, effective date clause, passed the Senate. We have before us in second reading House Bill 857.
Committee substitute for House Bill 857, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to election campaigns and providing for an effective date. The Rules Committee had this bill in consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Cotillo, Chairman, signed, do pass. Senators Croft, Ray, and Sackett recommend placement on the calendar. There are no amendments.
Senator Cotillo.
Mr. President, after suspending amendments, I'm going to ask unanimous consent. Be such to House Bill 857 to consider gross transfer being placed in final passage.
Thank you, Tor. Moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 857 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading, House Bill 857.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 857, Judiciary, an act relating to election campaigns and providing for an effective date.
Any discussion?
Yes, President.
Senator Ziegler?
You and I probably are the only two people in this body who've had access to this bill. I heard about it on the radio this morning, and what it does, it provides that if you violate any provisions of this chapter, you are eligible for a $10,000 fine, which will continue each day. And the Sunshine Boys are at it again. Got a big chance to defeat the bad government.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall House Bill 857 pass the Senate? Senator may proceed with that. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Shows 6 yeas, 10 nays, and 4 absent.
So House Bill 857 has failed. Senate have before us in second reading, House Joint Resolution 72.
House Joint Resolution Number 72 by the Rules Committee relating to the food stamp program. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta, Bradley, and Chance. There are no amendments.
Senator Katula.
Mr. President, in absence of any amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent House Joint Resolution 72 be considered in gross, pass, third reading, place, final pass.
Senator Katula moves and asks unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 72 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading House Joint Resolution Number 72.
House Joint Resolution 72 relating to the food stamp program.
Any discussion? You ready to vote? Question is, shall House Joint Resolution Number 72 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Fourteen yeas, two nays, and four absent.
So House Joint Resolution Number 72. The Senate. Without objection, we'll revert to messages from the House.
Message of June 1, the House has concurred to send an amendment to House Bill Number 691, thus adopting House Bill Number 691, amended Senate identification cards. The House has concurred with the Senate amendments to House Bill 373 amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 373 Finance amended Senate Economic Impacted Areas and Extraordinary State Service. The House has receded from Amendment Number 1 of Senate Bill Number 613 amended and asked the Senate to concur in House Amendment, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 613 and transmitting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 613 for consideration.
Senator Katula. Senator Kennedy. Senate will come to order.
Mr. President.
Senator Katula.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 613 Originally, it was providing for small villages to come onto the federal and now the state act for regional health. That's joining many hundreds, I believe. To that has been added the regional electrical authority, which is of great interest to southeastern native communities. I'd ask unanimous consent.
Senator Toohey moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendment from which they did not receive, and ask unanimous consent. Senator Ziegler objects.
If I were suspicious, I wouldn't object, but I would probably object.
Senator Ziegler withdraws his objection. Is there further objection? Senator Rossini objects. Further discussion? Ready to vote. Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment from which the House did not receive? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
As many opposed, no.
Try it again.
The ayes have. The Senate's concurred in the House amendment from which it did not receive.
You passed it, Arthur.
Senate standing. Come to order. Senator Cotulla.
President, perhaps for the last time, and just for a very few moments, I move asking unanimous consent to recess to call the chair.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent. Senator stand in recess. The call of the chair. Without objection. It's in recess. Senate will come to order. Without objection, we'll revert to messages from the other house.
Message of June 1, the House has passed committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 406, oil terminal facilities and the marine transportation of crude oil, refined petroleum products or their byproducts, with the following amendment: House committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House for Senate Bill 406 Judiciary.
Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 406 and ask to vote against. Excuse me.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 406. Without objection. Senate's concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 406. Further messages from the House?
There are no further messages.
Reports of special committee.
Conference committee with powers of pre-conference, which has had committee substitute for House Bill 873, summary dissolution of marriage, and Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 873 under consideration, recommends that pre-conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 873 be adopted. Senate members, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, Senator Rohde, Senator Croft, House members, Representative Bradner, Chairman, Representative Gardner, Representative Helen Byrne.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the pre-conference committee substitute.
Senator Ziegler moves the adoption of the pre-conference committee substitute. Senator Ziegler, you have the floor.
Very briefly, sir. There are only three changes in the bill. They don't drastically alter. They don't, they're nothing in that. But anyhow, there they are.
You ask unanimous consent?
Yeah, sure.
Senator Ziegler asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the pre-conference committee report on House Bill 873. Pre-conference committee report is adopted.
The conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had House Bill 722 and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 722 amended Senate consumer protection under consideration, recommends that pre-conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 722 be adopted. Senate members, Senator Cotulla, Chairman, Senator Rohde, Senator Ziegler, who signed what nonsense, House members, Representative Parker, Chairman, Representative McKinnon, Representative H. Byrne.
Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, I move that the pre-conference committee report on House Bill 722 be adopted.
Senator Cotulla moves the adoption of the pre-conference committee report. You have the floor.
Mr. President, what we did was remove the bonding necessity post-bond, but we left in the provisions that the Attorney General must pay any class actions. I ask unanimous consent.
Senator Cotulla asks unanimous consent. Senator Ziegler objects.
Mr. President, I was on that pre-conference committee about 3 minutes ago, maybe four at the most. I saw it and signed it, and I said, what nonsense. And what we're doing is we're, Mr. President, do you have your attention?
Yes, you do.
Secretary.
You said what we were doing.
What we're doing is we're passing bad legislation again hastily. Now, we've all been up for a long, long time. And I don't think that we ought to remove the bonding requirement from frivolous or unwarranted lawsuits. I think that we ought to put a kicker in there to make sure that all the do-gooders are going to have to pay if they're found to be at fault in a court of law. And so I would ask for a roll call vote.
I'll support.
There are sufficient hands. There will be a roll call vote. Question is, shall the Pre-Commerce Committee report on House Bill 722 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Senator Ray. Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 8 yeas, 6 nays, 6 absent.
So the Pre-Commerce Committee report on House Bill 722 has been adopted.
The Conference Committee with powers of free conference, which has had committee substitute for House Bill 586 and Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 586, budget under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 586 be adopted. Senate members, Senator Ray, Chairman, Senator Poland, Senator Butrovich, House members, Representative Malone, Chairman, Representative Haugen, Representative Naughton.
Senator Ray?
I would move for adoption of the Conference Committee report and ask for roll call vote.
Senator Ray moves for the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report. Senator Orsini?
Order if the Vice Committee Chairman to explain the changes.
Senator Ray?
Oh, I withdraw my question, Mr. President.
Senator Orsini withdraws his question.
The changes are that Mr. Orsini's windmill project just blew away.
Further discussion?
Question.
You ready to vote? Senator Ziegler?
In connection with the capital budget, I note that the beach access road at Angoon, or one of those places, is for $60,000. Is that correct for the sheriff and Senator Ray?
I didn't hear the question.
I wasn't paying attention. Mr. President, perhaps I'm confused. Are we talking about the capital budget?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Ray?
Chairman through the chair.
Senator Ziegler?
Right. The beach access road at either Angoon or someplace.
Case. Mr. President, would you have the gentleman identify a page number, something, some point of reference, so we can tell what he's talking about?
Mr. Ziegler, would you identify the page number?
The numbers are at the bottom of the page on the right hand side.
In Chinese.
I think what I'm trying to make a point about is that the Angoon local service roads, and I don't know the page number, but I've been through that thing when everybody else was out, you know.
It's on page 11 in the middle of the page. Yeah.
Right. Angoon local service roads, $50,000.
Is there a problem with that, sir?
No, but I just wanted to point out that Ketchikan has $30,000. The third largest city in the state of Alaska for a fish hatchery, I think. I'm going to vote for the budget, but I just thought it was inconsistent where we should have so little.
Senator Ray? Further discussion.
Good thing it's just late at night, or it is early in the morning. We could be here for another 2 hours, and I would give you a full discussion on the budget.
Yes, sir.
If you would like for me to go through and point out some of the things that are in here for the state of the city of Ketchikan, the fourth largest city in the state, not the third. I can do that for you too, if you'd like.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler, state your point of order.
You're stretching this too far.
Question.
Further discussion? You ready to vote? Senator Ray, did you?
I asked for a roll call vote.
Question is, shall the Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 586 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Roll shows 14 yeas, no nays, 6 absent.
So the Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 586, effective date, clerk, Senate. Is there, without objection, we'll revert to messages from the House.
The House has passed Senate Bill 56, amended sale of alcoholic beverages on credit, with the following amendment, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 56. And transmitting for consideration.
Senator Ziegler.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we concur in the amendments to Senate Bill 56.
Senator Ziegler moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 56. Without objection, the Senate's concurred in the House amendments. Senate stand at ease. Senate will come to order. At this time, the Chair would request that Senator Ray and Senator Coletta call on the House and tell the House that we're ready to adjourn. I request that Senator Curtula and Senator Bradley call on the governor and tell the governor that we're ready to adjourn. Senate will stand at ease.
We wait one moment.
Certainly.
Just take a moment. Perhaps you can gavel this to Mr. President, on behalf of the State Senate, in token of our appreciation for your service, your distinguished service to the state, and to your untiring pursuit of social justice for people of Alaska, we want to present this to you, and we hope you can gavel this session to an end. Godspeed.
Down to it. Senate will stand at ease while the delegation is called on the House and the governor. Senate will come to order.
Mr. Senator President, we've waited upon the governor and informed the Senate is ready to adjourn. And he wishes Godspeed and good luck.
Thank you. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, we delivered our message and it was received with mixed emotions.
Senator,
yes. Somewhere, yes.